Now that brings us to the second wild beast, and he comes out of the earth, and he's a religious leader. The other one, as we've seen, is a political ruler and a political power and a person. In fact, the power will become worldwide. Now we have his description given first, and I'm reading from my translation. And I saw another wild beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he was speaking as a dragon. Now, this wild beast, I think, is easier to identify than was the first, because after you establish who the first beast is, I don't think there's too much trouble to identify the second one. Now, the first beast comes out of the sea, and the second one, you'll note, he comes up out of the earth. Now, what is the difference? Well, as we saw, the sea represents the peoples of the world. They are like the surging and restless sea, the great mob of mankind today. And that's always been true. But the earth here refers to the land of Israel. And I think that that can be established. The earth from which this second beast arises is symbolic of Palestine. And it is naturally assumed that the second beast comes from Israel. To begin with, he is a Messiah, and Israel would not accept him unless he had come from their land and was one of them. Now, we are told here, and he had two horns like a lamb. Now, that suggests, does it not, his imitation of Christ. The first beast is opposed to Christ. He's anti-Christ, opposed to Christ. This beast imitates Christ. He is anti-Christ in that respect. Instead of, he poses as Christ. And he has two horns, though, like a lamb. But he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he imitates the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Only this pseudo-lamb does not subtract sin, but he adds and multiplies it in the world. He does not come to do his own will, but the will of the first beast. He's a counterfeit Christ, and he'll do a lot of talking about loving everyone, but underneath, he's a dangerous beast, just as the first one was, deceiving the whole world. Now, in Matthew 7:15, the Lord Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." They're wild beasts. And that is, picture this one. He's the epitome of all of them, and he is an antichrist. So actually it takes two men to fulfill the position that Christ fulfills. And of course they don't fulfill it, but there has to be two men. And again, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24:24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now, the false prophet is the John the Baptist to the first beast, and some identified him as King Saul or Judas. And may I say, that's mere assumption that could not be proved.